Hope everybody's having a great week. Today, it's just going to be me flying solo. Kyle is out on some storm cleanup in Missouri. So everybody send him some good vibes. He's been out there in the heat trying to get the power back to all the good citizens of Earth. So it's just going to be me this evening and all of you. Bear with me because I have no idea what I'm doing on the tech side. So shout out to Kyle for always taking care of that. I think that I've got everything hooked up, ready to go with the holophone. I don't know. We're just going to trial and error it. You know how it goes. So, well, yeah. My little brother's offered to come over and co-host. That should be wonderful. Hope everybody's having a good week. It's been hot. We had some crazy storms move through here. What was it? Friday or Saturday. Didn't affect us here too much, but I know it tore up a lot of stuff around. So if anyone was affected by that, hope all is well. Let's see here. What other stuff we got going on? Not this weekend, but next weekend we will be at Metacon in Kansas City, Missouri. So if anybody is interested in coming and hanging out, we'll have a booth there. We're not speaking, but we're just going to be there kicking it, having a good time. You know the drill with all of that. Let me find the information on this other little announcement that we have here. Give me just a second. Yeah, it's the 40 and Airwaves event that will be at ONU at the Inn. It is going to be a podcast conference all weekend event. It's going to be awesome. Friday, you can come and hang out with us. We're going to have kind of like a leisurely panel there where you can come and ask us questions. Saturday, we're going to have all sorts of stuff, have our merch table set up. Each podcast is going to do about an hour speaking event. And then we're going to have a dinners and lunch breaks. And we're going to have kind of a more formal panel then. And then Sunday, there's going to be a pancake breakfast at the Ada Bowling Alley. Those tickets are $50 a piece for the whole weekend. It's going to be our friends in Kill the Mockingbird podcast, Cryptids of the Corn podcast, Uncomfortable podcast, Appalachian Intelligence podcast, and us. All five of us there hanging out. It's going to be a good time. Everybody should check that out. We've shared a lot of the information on the socials, so if you want to go dig around there, find that. It's limited to 200 spots, so if anybody is interested, definitely go and check that out. Let's see what's going on in the chat. You guys are going to have to help me out with some weird stuff here. I see AIs in here. The super group, yeah. It's going to be a good time. What kind of weirdness we got going on this week? I saw a video, a YouTube or TikTok, I can't remember, of a woman on a plane. It almost looks like she's having some sort of psychotic break, which is kind of sad if that's the case. But just the things she was saying kind of made it very ominous. She was talking about a man on the back of the plane not being real, which is pretty creepy. If I was on a plane, that would kind of set off some red flags. Sitting next to a ghost, I don't know. She was really, really worked up. She said that man on the plane does not exist, And if you all want to die with him, you can. Not the kind of thing that you really want to hear on a flight. Well, I hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. I guess Tuesday. Again, I know the storms kind of screwed some stuff up. But other than that, hope it was awesome. I'm back at work, and that's not awesome. I know, again, Kyle's been working his butt off out there trying to get power back to everybody in Missouri. Hopefully he gets to come home soon. I'm not sure of a timeline on that, but he's been gone the last couple days. Hopefully that gets cleaned up and they get power restored soon. We'll look at the chat here. Let's see what else is going on. Anybody else hear some weird stuff? I've been looking into disclosure a little bit more here after Grush came out and said all of that stuff about downed UFOs and government cover-ups and whatnot. And I stumbled across a YouTube channel that made a very interesting find in a piece of legislature that just came out in the Intelligence Authorization Act for the fiscal year of 2024, which just came out probably a week or two ago. I don't know if it has any direct correlation with what Grush has come out and said, but the timing is a little strange because basically it's almost like the House and the Senate have put a, I'll just show this. It's almost like there was some sort of weird special access program that kind of went above Congress, like via the Pentagon. So when they do that, they basically have all kinds of funding that doesn't really get put in check. Well, in this bill, there is some interesting verbiage that seems to kind of put them in check, I guess. I'm going to see if I can share my screen here. Again, bear with me because I'm not good at this. Jeff Hampton, where's Kyle at? He is out on storm cleanup, out restoring the power after all the storms came through. So I'm going to see if I can share this with you guys and we can read through this because it is interesting. Share screen. All right, it's going to be small, but just kind of bear with me here. In this section of this bill, right, it says funding limitations relating to unidentified anomalous phenomenon. So you can go through here and kind of read some of what they're talking about here. It says no amount authorized to be appropriated or appropriated by this act or any other act may be obligated or expended directly or indirectly in part or whole in support of any activities involving unidentified anomalous phenomenon protected under any form of special access or restricted access limitations. As we go down here, recruiting, employing, training, equipping, operations of, and providing security for government or contract personnel with a primary, secondary, or contingency mission of capturing, recovering, and securing unidentified anomalous phenomena craft or pieces and components of such, analyzing the pieces, managing or providing security for protecting activities of information relating to unidentified anomalous phenomenon for disclosure or compromise, Essentially, it's just saying that any person currently or formerly under contract with the federal government that has in their possession material or information provided by or derived from the federal government relating to unidentified anomalous phenomenon that formerly or currently is protected by any form of special access or restricted access shall, not later than 60 days after the time of enactment of this act, notify the director of such possession, and not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, make available to the director for assessment and analysis and inspection all such materials and information, a comprehensive list of all non-Earth origin or exotic unidentified anomalous phenomenon material. Basically gave them a hard date saying that you have to turn this stuff over to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office by this time or all funding will be cut. So it pretty much gave them an ultimatum. Anybody that's out there that is doing this research kind of not under the guise of the government now has a deadline that they have to turn all this information over. So I thought that was interesting that that is put in to this act that they have just sent through. Makes you wonder. It makes you wonder. Well, that's at congress.gov if anybody's interested. A lot of words, but the fact that they're even putting it in there and talking about non-Earth origin and exotic materials, talks about different types of propulsions and stuff in there. It's weird times. It's weird times. Kyle is the man. Hope he's out there being safe. I talked to him a little bit today. He's been pretty busy. He did walk me through getting the setup, so kudos to him for saving the day there and saving the day here. What will happen if they don't comply? I'm not sure. It sounded like that they were going to basically cut funding, I guess. But I don't know. I'll have to dig through it more. It was a pretty long bill. Once I started seeing anomalous phenomenon, I kind of got sidetracked. Other than that, I haven't really been checking up on too much stuff. We did have an update from my mother's foreign object. So she got the disc, right? I know I talked about this on one of the shows. I don't know if it's the show that came out Monday or if it's the one that's coming out next Monday, but she got the disc with the imagery of whatever this thing is in her sinuses. I tell her, I'm like, just pull the images on your computer and email them to me. Well, she puts it in there and it's downloading all this stuff, and she stops the disc and pulls it out because she doesn't know what's going on. They take it to another computer at her place of employment and put it in, and the disk is reading as empty. She then goes on to put it in another computer at her place of employment, and that computer reads the disk as is empty as well. So, dun, dun, dun. As of right now, we still haven't seen the images. I do have the disc with me here at the house, but I have not tried to put it in any of our computers. My Mac doesn't have any CD ROM drives, so I'm not sure. Kyle's got an old laptop we're probably going to try to see what we can do with. We haven't got that far yet. Like I said, Kyle got called out the day before the 4th, Monday, I think, and he has been out tackling trees ever since. Does my mom have any creepy, spooky stories from the hospital? Well, I'm not sure. She might be watching right now. If she does, I'm sure that she will get back to me soon. I know Kyle's had some weird stuff going on, but I think he talked about that in our little 40 in release about 40 in airwaves. Had some weirdness go on in his house. His garage door opened just by itself, which is kind of strange. He doesn't know if he bumped it, which, I mean, could have happened. But he figured he would have remembered it. All right. Chat, what else we got going on here? What's everybody else think of all the disclosure stuff? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's... I don't like the term distraction. We're all so distracted anyway. The government doesn't have to like put thoughts of UFOs in our head to distract us. AI's in here. It's good to see you, fellas. Hope you're all doing well. Twiz, never believe the government. That's true. If they didn't want the dude talking, bottom line is, wouldn't be talking. So that's kind of how I feel. A whole lot of truth with lies and misinformation sprinkled in. Do you think they're using Grouche as kind of a vessel to put disclosure out there a little bit? Like just using him as a mouthpiece to try to get it to the masses? Because it's been on the tip of everybody's tongue since he came out with it. Oh, that's dope, Bert. Yeah, you sent me the information on that. I'm going to have to check it out. Burton from Local Legends here, he was featured in a book that just came out not too long ago. He'll be mentioning it in the chat here. Is that at all bookstores, Bert? Or is it just your local Barnes & Noble? Just another PSYOP and a mouthpiece. It makes you wonder what they're priming us for, I guess. If contact is imminent, Grouche is a douche. That's nice. So I was driving to work thinking about the whole Fermi paradox and life being out there, and which would be worse, us being the only life or us not being the only life that's out there. And I think I'm kind of on the fence. I'm curious to see what everybody thinks about it, because if we're the only intelligent life out there, which I'm not saying I believe that, because the odds of that actually being true are astronomical. But if we're the only intelligent life out there, we're kind of relying on our own self, because there's no lifeline. There's no one to bail us out. There's no one to come down and give us any kind of technology or information to help us out. We are just stuck here as humans, and as we all know, humans aren't real great to other humans and everything else. So that kind of puts us in a precarious position. But then on the flip side of that, I was thinking it would also be pretty terrible if there was an ultra advanced, like light years ahead of us, civilization that was close enough to us that they could get to us. we would basically be under their guise no matter what we did. If they even acknowledged us or if they didn't, like, we would always be inferior to them. And that is not that great either. It's a weird kind of conundrum I had while I was driving home from work today. Driving to work. I don't know. It all blends together. I think that we're a supreme being's ninth grade science experiment gone wrong. What do you think I got? Probably a C-, if we're a science experiment. That's what makes them way more intelligent than us. They stay the hell away from us. Can't say I blame them. Can't say I blame them. Let's look here. Get in the chat thinking here. I think this planet human civilization have resets, so maybe even other planets. No society makes a large-scale space exploration. I was listening to something about that too. Like, our advanced civilizations reset every so many, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of years, tens of thousands of years. I'd be stoked if AI realized that these inventing AI were a threat to humanity and eliminated them. Yeah, I think those are two. AI is one of two things that are going to drastically change the direction that humankind is going in. I think AI is going to, again, either be a massive tool in our arsenal of moving to the future and moving to that next echelon as a race, or it's going to be so detrimental that it'll stop us. The other would be faster than light travel. I feel like those two things are such wild cards in the advancement of humanity that either of those they are super game changers to us as a human race. Did Bert share his book in here? Let me look. It's called Haunted Dakotas by Andy Weeks. Again, Bert is featured in there. If you guys can find it, definitely check it out. That's awesome. That is awesome. Bert sent me some screenshots of it, and it's pretty rad. Make sure you all hit the like and subscribe button. Turn your notifications on so you can come and hang out with us. Kyle should be here next week. We get a little different insight. It's kind of lonely. Come back, Kyle. Countercult in the house. What's up, fellas? Any new info on Egress? No. We got whoever it is in the email. Agent Smith, whatever their moniker is, in and out, shooting us emails every once in a while. Real cryptic stuff, nothing solid. I post it all in the Discord, so you guys can check that out. Egress just kind of fizzled out as soon as, or kind of the way it came in hot and then left as just the way they came. I think they came to a point where they realized they weren't going to get out of us what they wanted, what they thought they were going to get out of us. So they just kind of brushed us off to the side, either moved on, pulled the plug. I don't know what the whole thing was. to capture Agent Smith and force feed him ghost peppers. Thanks, Darth. Appreciate you. I'm not specifically sure that he is cutting trees in the dark, but I do know that he is not home at the moment. He is out somewhere in Missouri, which, I mean, can be dangerous and strange and both. So what's been up, Holocult? It's just you guys and me this evening. Let's see what everybody wants to talk about, what kind of weird stuff you got going on in your lives. I can open up the holophone. I think I have it hooked up right. I'm not for sure. You guys are going to have to walk me through this. Whatever you guys want to do. Really, all I had was that weird airplane encounter. The fact that she uses the term not real. Not a ghost. Not dead. Not real. Kind of hit me in a weird spot. Strange verbiage. Wanted to hear from that dude that called a couple weeks ago that encountered a witch via Instagram selling records. Was that the one that I was on vacation for? Because I don't recall that. Let's hope Kyle doesn't piss off the Squatch. Yeah, true. The Missouri Monster, the old Momo. Anyone heard about this thing with Africa breaking in two? I heard it's the ocean and mushrooms, and I don't know what. I've not heard of that, Necro. I feel like that would be a big deal. Just creating a whole new continent there. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about cocaine on here. Is the coke in the White House real? Well, I'll say probably. I'm gonna say probably. I feel like it's probably not the first coke in the White House either. Kyle probably went to a Cardinals game. He didn't sound very excited to be out there, so I feel like he probably wasn't. Huge split in Ethiopia. I may have seen something about that. I'm not for certain. I think I remember, but I didn't look into it very much. I need to give it the old sniff test. Oh boy. Well, I guess I can try to open up these phone lines again. Like I said, bear with me. Help me out here. If it is not sounding right again, this is all new to me. So, people want to call in, share some weird shit, just chat, hang out. You know the deal. Let me pop this banner up here. All right. We got the holophone is live. I think I have it hooked up correctly. So anybody that calls, bear with me. What are my sleep paralysis experiences like? I know I've talked about it before, but I never see any kind of entity, any kind of shadow person or old hag or anything like that. It is just, it's just an innate fear, like a absolute terror that someone is in my house. I'm awake, but I cannot move. And hold that thought. Welcome to the night shift. You are live. Hey, what's up? Awesome, let's hear it.
Like, cool, let's do it. So we go out and we're sitting in the woods just on the tailgate drinking beer. And we start seeing a bunch of little weird orbs.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Give him a crayon and a piece of paper. I was like, draw what you saw. And sure enough, he just scribbles a dark figure and puts little red eyes on it. And he didn't know the story. He didn't know anything. The kids were seeing it for another 2 weeks after that, not knowing anything about what happened the one night. And that's my story.
That is pretty wild, man. The fact that it followed you home again. I want to apologize to our listeners here as far as the audio goes. I am kind of winging it. But had they had any encounters with the Shadow Man prior to that, like a shadow entity prior to that? What kind of... say that again.
My children or myself?
You. Like what kind of instigated calling it out when you were out with your friends?
Here in this area, again, there's been people that have been seeing it for years. We sit out by a campfire, and I have motion lights on the house, which is farther away from the campfire, so it doesn't trigger them. And we would just sit outside, and you can see the lights will come on, and then see a dark figure run across. And I mean, it would kind of torment us. I'll come outside on my deck to smoke, and the security lights will just start flashing. And I'm like, all right, guy, I don't want to deal with you tonight. And they'll stop. Literally, they'll stop.
Oh, that's creepy.
We have pictures of people in the area that come out and they take a picture, and they see a figure, and then like during the day, they'll stand in the same spot and take the picture, and there's nothing there. So yeah, we've had several run-ins with it, but never when it was that close to me, and never when I brought it home and the kids started seeing it.
Is it still giving your kids grief now, or did it kind of move on its way?
They haven't said anything about it. I still wake up at night, you know, I feel something there. That coldness, that sleep paralysis, and the coldness from it. And I have to assume it's the same thing.
That's terrifying. That is terrifying. I've seen a shadow in my house for a while. Mostly it's just residual, kind of runs the same path. But again, we had that one weird spat sometime again, middle of last year, and it felt pretty nefarious. So I definitely understand how that feels. And I do not like anything messing and frightening with children. So I feel you there.
All right, well, I just wanted to call in to share that. I started following you guys about a year and a half ago, and I love the show. And again, first time caller.
Awesome. I appreciate it, brother. Stay safe and stay weird out there. All right. Hold off on the calls for a bit. I'm going to try to figure out why this thing is cutting in and out, because I cannot figure it out. So, shadow folks, I don't know what to make of them. Again, like I said, I've had one, and it's been pretty chill, pretty residual, I guess. And up until once all that weird stuff was going down with me and Kyle, it had never really seemed nefarious, I guess. Just kind of existed. All right, bear with me here. I'm going to try to hook this via Bluetooth and see if this works. Again, bear with me. I don't think my cord was very good. Sorry about that, everybody. Check the chat here. I saw Shadow Man when I opened up the shop one morning. Has anyone thrown a flashbang at a shadow person since we speculated the results? Someone did leave us a review that said it is very difficult for civilians to get flashbangs. So, that being said, I've got the Bluetooth hooked up. We're going to try this again. Again, I apologize. We'll see if we can run this through the Bluetooth. I'm going to put the number back up, and we're going to try it again. If it doesn't go as we planned, I don't know. I'm not a tech guy. Welcome to the night shift. Hold up, let's try this again. We good? Everybody hear this? Check. Can everybody hear Twiz? Anybody hear Twiz in the chat? Low, but we can hear him. All right. Let's keep going. Keep talking, chat. Or Twiz. I did not hear that.
Yeah, he got
Those are the jokes, folks. Those are the jokes. Ba-da-tsh. Again, this also is not. Try it now. A Sasquatch. Better, but still can't make out what we're saying. I don't know, man. That's good. And I can hear you. We can hear his voice, but not what he's saying. Oh, the Bigfoot behind the house at my parents' house. Yeah, as of right now, I don't believe that there's been anything new. Again, we've heard the weird, I heard the whistling one evening. I whistled back and it made its way back toward me. My little brothers heard weird sounds up there. Something took the stink bait out of the back of my dad's truck that he had weighed down. And the old neighbor kind of down the holler said that, asked my grandpa if he had ever seen the tall man that hung around the bluff area. So there's a lot of synchronicities point in that direction, but it's not too far where our buddy Ghost Hunter Dave had his Sasquatch encounter that he shared on Wes's show. Yeah, we've thought about it. Me and Kyle thought about just going up there and just kind of traipsing around, seeing if we could get any kind of response. But we have yet to do that. That's kind of what, it's, we own quite a bit of land, about 200 acres, so there's enough that we could traipse around and not have any issue. Yeah, she's got a lot on her plate. I mean, she's kind of a magnet for the weirdness. I think Kyle's in here. Yeah. I know it's hard to get away from it, isn't it? Again. Oh, go ahead. I'm still trying to figure out this phone situation. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll do that for a little bit. I like it. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Hold on one second. I'm going to try to switch you off of this Bluetooth and run you back through the slider. Kyle's in here. He's in the chat.
Hey, Holocult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I too miss you, Kyle. Hang with me, Holocult. Hang with me if you can still hear me, Twiz. We're going to keep trying this out here. Oh, I think I lost them. The phone, maybe your audio. I'm just going to turn them all up, see what happens. I've got it plugged into the phone now. It worked a little bit with this plug-in, and then it just cut right back out. Sorry for the technical difficulties here, Holocult. Sorry, Twiz, I was unhooking stuff, and I think I cut you off there, bud. Well, I mean, I guess we can just talk about stuff since I can't figure out what is going on with this thing. The first caller, Kyle, if you're still listening in here, the first caller, I just had it plugged in through the actual phone port, and he just kept cutting in and cutting out. So I switched to Bluetooth, and then it kind of took a dump. So there's that. Try this again. Let's see, check the plug-in and make sure the metal tabs are not bent. We're doing some some audio tech. I don't think they are. They might be, though. Twiz, if you want to try calling back in, we can see if this still doesn't work. Bent metal tabs, what kind? Yo. It's Twiz and Steve, take two. Can anybody hear Twiz? Anyone. Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Everybody's good.
So, all right, I have it plugged in and it goes through my headphones, but it is not going through to the HoloCult.
Okay.
You can hear when I have him on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, is put me on speakerphone and then hold me a little bit closer to your mic.
Can everybody hear him now?
Can everybody hear me? Hello, hello. HoloCult in the house. Woo woo. Party at Steve's mom's backyard for hunting for Bigfoot. Let's go.
I won't touch anything if this is working. All right, it's not.
Yeah, I didn't know you had that much property at your disposal, bro. We don't even have to rent no place for the HoloCult.
Yeah, it's not mine per se.
Backyard.
It's family property.
Yeah, of course. We'll all behave.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
We can at least hold it together for a couple days. I mean.
I think my mom just said yes for the party.
See?
Or yes, she can hear you. Either or.
Okay. I'm gonna let nobody get out of hand, Mom. I promise.
Twiz is gonna be the bouncer.
Well, if they do, we'll just use them as Bigfoot bait, and then they won't be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody has to know nothing.
I like it. All right, we're just gonna run. Oh, now she said no, so shut down.
Shut down.
Womp womp.
What if we get a million likes on TikTok? Can we do it then? Mm. I've seen parents get talked into stuff doing that.
Yeah, well, if we get a million likes on this live, then can we do it? We already have people volunteering to be baked. So. But I think we're gonna run with this and see how this goes.
Run on, you gonna get another caller in?
Unless you got some more jokes.
I don't have any
Sasquatch.
Well, I have jokes, just none that are family friendly. When you put me on the spot like that, I had to look up the Sasquatch jokes.
I appreciate the work you put in, Twiz.
Yeah, I already know. I just didn't expect to have to do more than one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I am actually the opposite of tech savvy, so I appreciate everyone's patience. I appreciate Kyle walking me through. I appreciate you, Twiz, for being the guinea pig for the phone here. Yeah, you know how it is.
It's all good, man.
Just roll with it.
So, What's your answer then? Do you want to be alone, or do you want us to just not have contact yet?
Let me think. I thought about it a little bit. Man, I don't know. I'm almost cool with being alone. in the universe. You know what I mean? Like we've done.
That's why I like you. That's why I like you, buddy. You're hard to pin down. You know, you don't dedicate yourself to one column. Now, I think either would be scary. Because if it's just us, then we have the history of what we do. We're only a comet strike or an EMP or a sun solar flare away from being the ants under the magnifying glass. But if we are alone, that's kind of scary too, because they also, I would assume, would have at least our oral history of what we spread around, and they have to be listening to us, so they already know what we're like. So why would they come and try to play nice with us when we can't even play nice with each other?
It's kind of what I was thinking. If they'd care at all, for that matter. I don't know. I'm with you. Both are equally terrifying, but as of right now, we have no definitive evidence that there is anyone but us. And I mean, I've made it this far, so.
Yeah, existence is scary, man. We could all just be living in a computer program simulation like SimCity.
Yeah.
That could be going on. We could just be binary code, thinking that we're living in a 3D world. When you go down the rabbit hole of these thought experiments, man, it's not hard to tell why Sam Tripoli is so far out there, man, because he thinks about this stuff all the time, and I can only do it, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah, it definitely weighs on your brain. Sometimes you have to. You have to just take a step back from it all. Just the weird gets too weird, and you just have to pause.
So do you think the submarine was really what happened? Or do you think that there was something else going on?
I don't know.
Yeah. See, it's that stuff that's on the news all the time. We got spoon-fed that for 5 days, and we still don't know.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't understand. My biggest hurdle, okay, besides me repeating that Josh Gates wouldn't give inside it, but why would you pay $250,000 a ticket to get inside what it looked like? There's no way.
Did it
look like a concrete, one of those concrete culverts they put in under overpasses? Like, dude just cut one of those concrete circle things and stuck caps on the end of it and put seats inside. It was like, yeah, hold my beer. Yeah, there's no way I would pay that much money.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless I was going in a nuclear submarine that has been tested many times.
I mean, you guys can see how untech savvy I am. I can't even hook the phone up to the roadcaster here. But when that dude pulled out a knockoff PlayStation controller and was like, "Hey, I'm taking you down to the Titanic with this," no, you're not. Unbolt this door. I'm getting the hell out of here.
A $35 Logitech controller, bro. Like, at least when we would need a new controller for our systems, we'd go Mad Cats. Yeah. And even Mad Cats was a little bit better than Logitech. And I'm not strapping people into my submarine to take them down the lift of the Titanic. I'm just playing video games.
What do you think the knocking was that they were reporting days after that thing had already imploded? No, it was after the implosion.
Have you seen the video of the simulations that has been going around on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so... And why did they need to put that much red Kool-Aid in that? That was uncalled for. There was not necessary for them to have the front of that shootout like Bert Kreischer's Kool-Aid jug. That was just mean. But yeah, that knocking was them imploding.
Yeah, but they were also reporting knocking after it had imploded, like days after, that they were picking up knocking from down there.
I think, again, I said this before too, them not knowing how our oceans work, who knows how much, because down there where the Titanic is, I think it's on some sort, it's like, it's not on the ocean floor, it's like on a shelf, right? So it like vertically goes down like steps, I guess. And where the Titanic is laying, it's like on one of those vertical shelves. So who knows how the sound bounces around there or how long it does, because sound travels different in water.
It's true, true. What a weird world.
Yeah, it was wild, dude. That's just rich people stuff. Yeah. I'd rather camp out in the backyard and just have a good time and not get imploded.
I agree.
I can see pictures of the Titanic, or I can watch the movie. Was it James Cameron who did that movie?
Yeah.
He did a good enough job that I don't need to get inside of anything and go out and see it.
He went down there, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had like a legit...
specially built sub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think they made fun... That's what they were making fun of on The Simpsons. Because I saw, of course... you saw that go around, right? That Simpsons called this.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, with that episode. But I think that's what they were making fun of, is James Cameron and him shooting Titanic. He had like little arms and stuff where he was like laid down in it. But something like that had to have cost like $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Mail order it from Reader's Digest and then send people in it. That's my biggest hurdle too, is who thinks that's a good idea?
People with too much money.
Like, getting shot into whatever space is one thing. That's scary, but at least they have that sort of figured out, where the shuttles, as far as we know, don't implode since the Challenger blew up, which... that is a huge rabbit hole, too. Some people say there wasn't anybody in the Challenger. Like, it was just nobody, and they blew it up. That's the tough part of what we do, man, is we have so many thrown in front of us, and even us have to discern what's real and what's not.
Yeah, you don't know what you can believe and what you can't believe. Even despite the amount of research you put in, you're still just like, man, all paths lead you in different directions.
That's what's great about Hollow Sky, is you guys put the work into it, and it shows whenever one of you has a show or a topic, and it shows how much, and even you guys will say, okay, this is where the kind of the trail ends, and then it opens up to even wilder stuff, but we're still going to give you that wild stuff. That's part of what you guys do and do so well, man. It's a great idea. Because you can never run out of topics.
That was the plan. And we like to give you guys like as much information as we can find. That way, you can kind of try to draw your own conclusions, because we don't know. We're only getting the information that we're finding. So we put that out there to you. You can kind of feed off that information, go into your own research, bank off of that. And that's a lot of times we get people to come back and are like, oh, hey, this episode, I went and found this. We're like, oh, shit, you know? So it's a cool community that we got put together.
Well, and that's the other side of the coin, too, is that you might have, let's say, a series of 3 or 4 episodes on one topic, but then you bounce to the next one, and you allow everybody, you don't drive anybody anywhere. You just take us out into the subject, out into the middle, and then leave us there. The rest is on the listener. You know, you can do your own research, or you can leave it when the show's over. And I know a lot of shows try to drive somebody to a solution rather than letting them get there, which is the funnest part of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we
But I'm not trying to take up the whole show. Are you trying to get other calls in, or what are you trying to do, boss?
Yeah, let's try to see if I can't take a couple more. I appreciate you hanging out and helping me out, Twiz.
Yeah, of course,
being
man.
A guinea pig.
Anytime.
You're a real one, brother.
You know, I'm down to clown whenever. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Holla cold for life. Holla troll. Keep it weird.
Stay safe out there, brother.
Later, buddy.
See ya. All right, Holocult. Again, thanks for bearing with me. Shout out to Twiz for being the guinea pig. And shout out to Kyle for walking me through this. I'm just going to kind of wing it off this speakerphone for this evening till Kyle gets back next week and Techmaster can get us back where we need to be. I'm going to put the phone line up for a couple more. See how it works out. Again, if you call in and there are difficulties, I apologize. Apologize to our first caller, our Shadow Man caller, for the inconvenience of me not knowing what I'm doing. So, that being said, we're going to pop it back up and see what happens. I'm going to look through the chat here. Bert's on here asking the real questions, man. I wanted to ask you guys your thoughts. This is from our buddy Burton. Is it possible for a residual haunting to become an intelligent haunting? Hold up. Welcome to the night shift.
Hello?
Steve,
it's Mom.
Hey. Mom, what's up? Can everybody hear Hollow Mom?
Can you hear me?
Can we hear her?
Hello?
Keep talking.
Hey, not much. I called to confirm the... Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep talking. Yep. That's exactly where, funny story, I live in my parents' house, the house I grew up in, and what my mom is saying is the exact same path that I see it out of the corner of my eye. It never changes, it just kind of does its own thing, and apparently it's been doing its own thing for a while now. And, oh yeah, it is Hollow Mom's birthday today. The chat's popping off here. I don't know if you can see everybody here.
Yeah.
A lot of happy birthday Hollow Moms here.
Oh, thank you.
People are wondering if you have any weird, spooky hospital stories.
Started looking at me really, really strange. And I asked him, I said, is everything okay? And he said, you have an entity behind you. It's a man. And it just kind of floored me. And I looked at the anesthesia provider and she says, I think it's just the drugs. And it was just really, really odd. Just by the way he was looking at me, kept watching me. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's... It reminds me of the time that we were all sitting in the living room and me and my mom and probably my little sister sitting in the living room watching television, and my little brother walks in and he goes, looks at me. I think he was asleep and woke up. He looks me dead in my eyes and he goes, who's that man sitting next to you? And I'm like, excuse me? What man? He's like, the man that's sitting next to you. I'm like, no, definitely not.
The guys talked about the situation with Dylan and the light in the room. And at first I thought it was a dream that I was dreaming. But then when the light came outside the window and the bedroom lit up, it was like I couldn't move. And I knew whatever it was there for Dylan. And it was like I could see it at the foot of my bed, the cedar chest. And at the point that I finally was able to move and get up, I found Dylan in the kitchen. And the crazy thing is that the next night I was walking with my neighbor and I started telling her about this dream and she just stopped dead in her tracks and she said, I saw that same light. So
I get the story mixed up when I'm retelling it because you went for a while not talking about it very often. So, yes, Built by Scum is the little brother. He's in the chat here. That is my little brother, Dylan. So, he's the one that the aliens are after, if anybody's interested. Well, Hollow Mom, thanks for calling in.
Oh, well, that's okay. And tell Twiz that the day the limo pulls up to the hospital to pick me up because he's made a big death home limo party in my backyard.
You heard it, Twiz.
All right.
Got to be the limo pickup. All right.
All right. Bye.
Happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
So, that's confirmation. She would kind of beat around the bush a little bit about things that had happened when we were little, but she would never like confirm it. I always kind of had an inkling that she had seen some shit here, but she's kind of hush hush about it. But that's yeah, it's weird that it walks the same path for her that it did for her. And again, it's never done anything nefarious to me. Just kind of walking the same steps over and over again whenever I see it. You should do a mom call-in of spooky stories for moms, like for Mother's Day. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Twiz can't be hogging all the moms. Technically, we could just rent a limo, Twiz, right? Extra bonus points if it's a limousine Camino, a limousino. Oh, my little brother's been having some weird shit going on. I think we've talked before about some of the weird stuff he has going on in his house. His house is old, like over a century old. And he's had televisions turn on by themselves, lamps turning on by themselves, refrigerator door opening by itself. He messaged me this morning and he was like, my Xbox has been turning on by itself and it keeps happening. So I think he's got something going on there. 1860s, the house, the original foundation was in his house. So it's somebody trying to eat your snacks and play your Xbox. I've got a ghost box we can bring over there, Dylan. It says never investigate your own house, but it doesn't say don't investigate your brother's house. So Dylan did just get a hot tub, so we can all just hang out over there. Burton will investigate. I've got some equipment that I haven't used. Maddox was over here last week and he wanted to get my ghost box, my spirit box out. He just wanted to mess around with it a little bit. And it was funny. As soon as it started scanning the channels, it pops off and it goes, hi. And he goes, Dad, did you hear that? And I'm like, yep, there it is. He's locked in. He's locked in. It makes me wonder, like, I live right next to the graveyard here, the cemetery. Makes me wonder if possibly some of the residual activity could have came from that, which I'm kind of a little torn on haunted graveyards, I guess, because you would think, I mean, I don't know how ghosts act, how ghosts operate. You would think that they would be more privy to haunting the place of their death as opposed to just where their body resides. But I guess it could go either way. The Hollow Shed Fest. Burton charges 1 hour in the hot tub for an investigation. That's not bad. It's a pretty good deal. What else we got going on? I was talking about Burton. Can a residual haunting evolve into an intelligent haunting? Oh, that's a good point. Graves are powered by people's emotions, and grief is very powerful. Very true. I didn't think of it like that. Just like churches. Yeah. There is a lot of sad energy out there. What do we think about human consciousness, Holocult? I've been thinking about that a lot too. I think a lot when I drive into work, because usually I'm probably mostly asleep as I'm driving, but I'm also keeping my brain turning, so I'm not 100% asleep. Do we think that the consciousness exists beyond our human body? Are our flesh and bone body just a vessel for our consciousness? How do we feel about that? Awareness, consciousness, awareness. Yes. If we're in that camp, where does our consciousness go when the vessel expires? Our man's garage is going to be unconscious in a bit. Just a meat suit. Do we go... What do we think happens after that? Do we just move on to another... What put us in this one now specifically? Do you ever think, like, why, if we are our consciousness, why did we choose the vessel that we chose? Are we limited to just this vessel? To the main energy source are reincarnated. I don't think consciousness has to move, just change, become aware of something else. We have consciousness, we aren't consciousness. That's interesting. Allison says, I was just listening to a podcast called Frozen Head, and they talked about cryogenics, and if they freeze just the head, is your soul there or is it in the body? Energy never dies, it just transforms. I like it. I like it. We move on to something different. I mean, I don't think I want anybody to freeze my head when I die. I guess if somebody wants it. When they reanimate the frozen head, is it the same person? It's interesting. Yeah, if you die and you're cryogenically frozen, and they find a way to bring you back, are you the same? Does the same energy take the same reanimated vessel? Oops. Burton, imagine you're just going about your day and then you turn around and everything is different. You're a ghost that didn't know they're dead, but you just became an intelligent haunting. Do residual hauntings know that they just do the same thing always and forever? I believe in the biblical version of what happens when you die. I can't really get into deeper aspects, but it's interesting to hear everyone's views on the subject. The head just stores the neural link. The soul is where life is created. Earth is like soul school. We live here to elevate our true being. Like playing a video game. If you're ranked up and using cheat codes, you learn nothing. But creating challenges gives you growth. The chat's going deep tonight. I appreciate you all for hanging in here with me and getting through my tech difficulties. I love when you guys get in here and get philosophical and just start rolling. That was like the opening line of a movie, Bert. If a residual ghost, what's worse, a residual ghost not knowing that they walk the same, do the same thing over and over and over again, or a residual ghost that knows it's doing the same thing over and over and over and again, but can't change? Thanks for all the positive chats here. I appreciate getting to hang out with you guys. Have the same love. Alfonso, how can I send a recorded scream to you? You should be able just to email the audio file to us, I believe. I was kind of thinking that, Brother John. 90% of us are residual ghosts just repeating the actions of daily life. I feel that. But it's times like these that kind of break you from that monotony, where you get to hang out and listen to other people's thought processes and listen to other people's beliefs and watch them interact with other people, and it kind of brings you back to what being a human is all about. Getting to interact with other people, getting to talk and learn and teach and just interact. And take part in extracurricular activities. If I'm just a residual ghost, my past lives have sucked. So some other dimensions see us repeating the cycle and think we are paranormal activity. Very interesting. Bert says, I always wonder about certain ghost stories like Resurrection Mary, an intelligent haunting that also doesn't do the exact same thing. I wonder if to her, it's getting in different cars, or if she's playing it out like she's getting into the same car, but it's actually just different cars. Do we have free will, or are we purely reactionary? I think about free will a lot. And if it really exists like the way we think it exists, if every possible outcome hasn't already been mapped. We have will, and how we react is a choice. If you look into like Stoicism, how we react to stuff is one of the only things that we can control. You can't control what other people do. You can't control what other people say. All you can do is control how you react to to everything. As awareness grows, we have more responsibility of choice. It's mapped, we just don't take every path. It is crazy to think how we all ended up right here at this very second, all together, kicking it. People from all over the country, all over the world, everybody living different lives. And here we are, all intermingled, interacting with one another. We lured you all in. I don't know, man. I think you all are just as big a part of this as we are. But it's about that time again. Can hang out in the chat for a little bit longer. It's getting late. 4 o'clock's gonna be here before I know it. Again, I appreciate you all bearing with me with Kyle being out of house. Tech is not my forte when it comes to the show. So everybody throw Kyle as much props as you can, because that dude keeps the sound in the show running. So I'm just here to talk about weird shit. Check out all the independent spooky content creators in here. Local Legends of Burton. The AI boys popped in. The Countercult fellas popped in. Necro's in here. Just support everybody that's out here busting their ass to bring you some weird stuff and keep your brains a-turning. Big shout out to homie Twiz. Thank you for being the guinea pig and comedic relief while I was struggling there for a while. I appreciate you. And shout out to everybody in the chat. It was cool to hang out with you all. I was a little nervous about how I was going to go by myself. It kind of, as far as the tech side went, it went the way I anticipated it to go. Pretty much just a sinking ship. But we got there. We're here now. But it is good to kick it with all of you and get your thoughts and just kind of pick everybody's brain in the chat for a while. Once this drops in the pod, anybody that doesn't come and hang out at these lives, you're missing a whole giant aspect of it. Us talking is just a fraction of what the night shift is. You've got the live calls, which you do get to experience, but it's a little different when you can be here and it's happening live and you can see the chat react to it and you can see the interactions. It's something you're all going to be a part of. I'm telling you, just try one, give it an hour, sit through it, see what it feels like. It's cool. It's a cool community. Cool group of people we got here. Great job winging it. Thanks, Dylan. Thanks, everybody, for all the positivity in the chat as I drug myself through that. And everybody send Kyle good vibes. I hope he gets to come home tomorrow out of the storm. Until next time, check us out every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on the Night Shift. This show will drop next Tuesday after our normal show Monday. We've got Metacon, not this weekend, but next weekend, which will be this weekend when this drops. And then the weekend of October 6th, we have 40 in Airwaves. Definitely worth checking out. All the information should be on the socials. So, until we meet again, Hollow Cult. Stay safe, stay weird, and I'm glad to be a consciousness in this meat vessel hanging out with all of you vessels.